Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Train was passing, I caught it coming by, to look this old world over under God's blue sky. My darling stood there weeping as I was looking back. I kissed my baby crying in the smoke along the track. Goodbye so long, until I come back home, you'll be my dream. Goodbye so long, that I've never seen. I'll always be a drifter, but I'll be drifting back to where I left you crying in the smoke along the track. I like to keep on going, it helps me when I'm blue. I get the urge to travel, that's all I want to do. I know I just can't settle down because I like to roam. When I hear that whistle blow, I've got to move along. Goodbye so long, there's something down the track keeps calling me. Goodbye so long, I guess that's just the way I'll always be. So when I get that feeling, don't try to hold me back. I'd only leave you crying in the smoke along the track. I know my baby loves me, I love my baby too, but she don't understand me when I'm feeling blue. And when I hear that whistle blow, I hurry home and back, and leave my baby crying in the smoke along the track. Goodbye so long, but I've got to go. Goodbye so long, it's coming now, just heard that whistle blow. It'll be here in a minute, you'll wave and I'll look back. I'm gonna leave you crying in the smoke along the track.
Country music legend Stonewall Jackson with one of his early recordings called Smoke Along the Track. Stonewall was born in Tabor City, North Carolina on November the 6th, 1932. He was the youngest of three children. Stonewall is not a nickname. He was actually named after Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. When Stonewall was 2 years old, his father died, after which his mother moved the family to South Georgia, where he grew up working on his uncle's farm. He was enlisted in the Navy in 1950, much too early than what he was really supposed to, and was discharged in 1954. He then moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 1956. After hearing Stonewall's demo tape, Wesley Rose, president of A.C.F. Rose Music, arranged for Stonewall to audition for the Grand Ole Opry. He actually became the first artist to ever join the Opry before obtaining any kind of a recording contract. He toured with Ernest Tubb, who became his mentor, and he signed with Columbia Records in 1958. His breakthrough came with a country top 40 song in late 1958, a song written by young George Jones called Life to Go. It peaked at number 2 early in 1959, and his follow-up record, Waterloo, was number 1 for 5 weeks on the country music charts. It sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold record. The song was a haunting and catchy tune that states everybody has to meet his Waterloo, of course meaning their fate. His next number one song came in 1964 with Don't Be Angry, and then BJ the DJ, about an overworked country radio disc jockey who crashes his car in a rainstorm. In 1963, Stonewall was the first artist to record a live album from the Grand Ole Opry stage. His other hits included The Carpet on the Floor, Why I'm Walking, A Womb Time Can't Erase, I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water, and also his last big hit was in 1971, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, which actually became his final top 10 hit. From 1958 to 1971, Stonewall Jackson had 35 top 40 hits on the country music charts.
Country is free, what my old lady says, for me it ain't. Well, I'd like to believe what the president said, but somehow no, I just can't. Well, I come in at night all wet with sweat, and my grub, it's done got cold. And my big fat wife is sitting back with a book, and people ask me why I'm getting old. Said he was combing his hair. Well, the cows ain't fed, they ain't no wood for the fire. All of them said they's waiting on me. Well, I'm old Pa and I'm supposed to be good, so I'll go on trying to be. Well, I feed the cows and I slop the sows, now I'll try and get myself a little sleep. Of course, now it'll be cold in this air hole, trying to sleep under just one sheet. The family's growed for the past few years. There's just one sheet around. And there's cracks in the wall like a donkey stall, but I won't quite let it get me down.
Jackson, I'm just getting older every day. Of course, Stonewall was a frequent guest with us on the Hits Radio Show during the last 32 years. He was just a great person, and he loved to be on the radio. He loved to talk to his country music fans, and so I went back and picked up a few excerpts from some of those interviews that we did with Stonewall through the years. Thought we'd play a few of those during this particular hour. Stonewall was actually an abused child, and one night on the Hits Radio Show, I asked him about that.
Now, you were an abused child, weren't you, Stonewall?
Yeah, very, very much so. I had a stepdad. He just about done me in. He picked me up one day and threw me down against the ground and against a rock, and it just about killed me. And my mother left me from that incident. Left him from that incident.
Yeah.
And then we went down to South Georgia and was farming down there on my uncle's, you know, my real daddy. His only living brother. We went down there. He had some land down there. He wasn't rich or anything, but that way we had a little more work, or they did. You know, I wasn't old enough to work yet.
Yeah.
But I was around 4 years old when this happened, and then after he came back down there, after about a year, she took him back, and that was a dark day for me because he hated me, and every time we were off working together, he'd slap me around and just do most everything that you can imagine, you know, to be abusive to a kid, you know.
Yeah.
And so I left home when I was 14 years old, and then I slipped in the service. There's quite a lot of things that happened to me. I slipped in the service, and I was too young, and a prisoner got away from me, and so there was a trial, and they thought I had killed him, and so that got kind of rough. And the way I got out of it, I fessed up, you know, to being in there underage,
yeah.
And so they had to cut me loose, you know, because I was a minor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hadn't killed the prisoner, but kind of the evidence and stuff looked like I might have, you know.
Yeah, kind of tough.
Yeah, and so things got kind of rough. They'd take me out in the field and push me around and try to intimidate me, you know, make me tell. They thought publishing company, and they called the Grand Ole Opry about me and sent me down to Opry, and I auditioned, and I worked the Opry the first week I was here.
You know, I mentioned several times, Stonewall, that you were the only singer that ever came to the Grand Ole Opry without a hit record.
Yeah, I was the only one to ever come here not knowing nothing like that was going to happen. And it scared me to death because I was young. I was only 23 and just green off the farm.
Yeah.
And dealing with all those guys down there. When I did my first session, I had about 20 named people in the business, you know. It was like a who's who at my session, you know.
Yeah.
And so they all took me under their wing. It took me about, a year and a half to get my first number one record. And I didn't make much money right in during that period. And Ernest Tubb was a lot of help to me. He took me out on the road some and paid me a little fee.
Yeah.
But, of course, I was no value to him except just to help put the show on, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of people befriended me here. And the Grand Ole Opry was just extremely good to me. They set up auditions and got me on label, too, the next week after I got here. So the way it worked out, when you're looking back at it, I just come in, checked in the motel, and I had my break in 30 minutes after I came into town and didn't even know a soul. And the good Lord just had to be on my side. Old Ralph Ember told me, said, somebody up there likes you, Stonewall. Ain't no way around it.
He was definitely right, because you've had hit after hit after hit.
And once I got to hit, and I had 18 years of hits with Columbia.
My goodness.
And my last record with Columbia was number one.
That was Me and You in a Dog Named Boo.
Yeah, I got into it over some business.
Yeah.
I hate to go into the business part of it, but they were kind of, they had that big new album and they're selling at $14.95, and Boo was number one, and so they were having a heyday because that album had just come out, and they were kind of holding the people's feet to the fire, having them buy just that album, and they wouldn't print up no singles, see, and the record shops and everybody, boy, they were calling me and writing me and giving me all kind of hard times about it. And all my shows, they would come around, and the fans, too, giving me a hard time.
Sure.
And so I kind of got into it with them. I called them, and they kind of jumped down my throat about, you know, you do the singing, and we'll do the marketing and that kind of thing. And it was time for me to sign my contract. And so I just left the contract laying on the table about a year. They would call me about every week. And I'd say, well, I'm working on it. I guess I was just a little too hard-headed. Looking back on it, I probably should have been softer a little bit and not done it. But things were going awful good for me. You know, I was drawing big crowds and stuff like that. So I felt a little independent, and the fans themselves have always been wonderful to me, and they still are, you know. I go out now on a date, and I draw just about like I ever did, you know.
Yeah.
If I've got a radio station involved in it, I can draw the same crowd I could always draw, because they'll grab all them old records and get to playing them again. And,
that's right.
And I get them stirred up, and we go again, you know.
Yeah.
Man.
Memphis, long in jail. I'll be here in this prison till my body's just a shell. No, I can't be free to go and see the ones that I love so. I've been in here 18 years. I've still got life to go. Yes, I've still got life to go.
Looking at the tremendous career tonight of Stonewall Jackson with a lot of his great music that he recorded through the years, including this song called Blues Plus Booze Means I Lose.
Just last night, my love said she was leaving. I sit right there and cried until the dawn. Blues was added to the pain and heartbreak. The combination equal trouble from then on. Blues plus booze means I lose. Not a right combination for any she left me. But tomorrow pain will come on twice as strong. I order stronger booze and louder music. Like I'm happy for tonight, but not for long. Blues plus blues means I lose. Not a right combination for anyone to choose. Nobody knows the feeling till he's been in my shoes.
You know, Stonewall Jackson came to the Grand Ole Opry a little bit different than most people did.
Well, I really got lucky. The way I came here scared me to death. You know, I just wanted to get some of my songs cut, and I'm not a real outgoing. I never was a real outgoing fella. You know, especially back then. I've had to get out of that some through the years. You know, I didn't even want to drive in this city. And since then, I've had to drive all over the world. You know, but I came to Nashville and just auditioned some songs out here with Acuff Rose Publishing Company, and Mr. West Rose. That was my break. That would have been actually my break. He called me back at the
Danny Walker. Danny Walker. Right there.
Hollering for somebody there. Oh, that goes along with being backstage.
That's right.
And I came in and auditioned those songs, and he called me back at the motel. And he said, I seem like I can hear a little something on that tape. Can't quite put my finger on it. And kind of laughed, you know. I said, but I've got some friends down the Grand Ole Opry. If you'd be interested, so I believe I can get you an audition. And at the time, I found out later, all he meant was to come down and audition and get just to do one night on the Grand Ole Opry. You know, you don't just come in and get on the Grand Ole Opry. Was not even good khakis to wear. I had patches on my khaki, an old beat-up guitar. I borrowed Jim Reeves' guitar for the show first few times on gone. And so I came down the next day and auditioned for Judge Hayes, and they signed me up. And then they set up auditions and with the record labels and got me on Columbia. And then I was on Columbia for about a year, and I finally got a number one record. I had two or three that done pretty good. And then I got a thing called Laugh to Go at number one. And then, of course, Waterloo was my next record after that.
And didn't you and George Jones write Laugh to Go?
Yeah, George Jones and myself out on tour. We had a deal on it. He still says bad things to me when he sees me, because he says that he took the wrong end of it. But I gave him the writer end of it, and I got to record it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was saying it's going to be a hit on the tour, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to split it up and be fair about it. So I said, well, be fair and let me cut it. And he put your name down as writer, and I'll cut it. And so will it become number one? You know, he said, he still says a few little syllables, you know, and said, I took the wrong end of that song, I think, you know. And,
Is it true that you really walked into Nashville? I've heard that story.
Yes, that's true, too. Like I said, I've had to learn to drive all over the world, and I've had to learn to talk to people, too, you know.
That's right.
Since then, I parked my pickup. It was in 56, and I had a 55 pickup. I'd farmed a couple of years after I come out of service, and I had bought a 55 pickup, and I didn't want to take a chance on getting it bent up or anything, you know, and it's kind of strange to drive in a big town, see, which in Nashville is kind of a big town to me.
Sure.
They call me the old sharecropper sometimes. I just come off a sharecrop farm. And so I lived about halfway out of town out here and walked on up the day I auditioned. Got my old guitar there.
To meet is Waterloo. We remember Stonewall Jackson tonight on the Hits Radio program.
Since you're gone, since you're gone.
There's no reason to be living since you're gone. The great Stonewall Jackson tonight, who we are remembering. We're going to go back to 1968 and pick up a song that Stonewall recorded that was always one of my personal favorites. And I love the little recitation in this particular song. Here's one called Angry Words.
It hurts down deep when angry words are spoken. Because of this, countless tears are shed. Much too often, tender hearts are broken. When hasty, thoughtless, angry words are said. As you know, I stormed out of the house again this morning. I slammed the door and didn't even take your usual kiss. Angry words can make us do things without a warning. I could hardly wait to get back home to tell you this. First of all, you're the reason for my living. You've stuck with me when things were at their worst. We've got the home, the kids, and the joy.
The late Stonewall Jackson tonight on the Hits Radio Show, hearing a lot of his great music, plus going back and picking up a few memories that Stonewall Jackson shared with us whenever he was a frequent guest on our Hits Radio Show throughout the years.
The songs that we've been getting lots of requests for here the last 3 or 4 months is not Waterloo or Don't Be Angry, but it's I'll Go Get the Toolbox. Do you remember when you cut that old song?
Yeah, I remember. There's a story behind that thing. You know, Grady Martin used to play with me a lot.
Yes.
You know, he's with Willie Nelson now. He played sessions back then an awful lot here. And now that's as good a compliment as a as a musician get. He just, we was right in the middle of the session, you know, and I looked over at him and big tears running down his face, and he just stopped playing and looked at me. Uh-huh. He said, "I'll go get your damn toolbox," he said.
Oh.
Like, if I didn't quit tearing him up like that, he is going to beat me up, man.
Well,
I really do appreciate that. I love the songs like Angry Words and,
oh, yes,
and A Wound Time Can't Erase and Life to Go. Things like that that touches you emotionally, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be angry. I've had so many people tell me, say,
oh, yeah,
we were having marriage trouble, or like people that's going together. They say, we were having trouble and we had broke up, and said, he brought me one of those records and we got back together. We was married 12 years ago. I hear so many stories like that over and over again.
That's wonderful.
And I appreciate that because I love the ballads. I love to do something once in a while that's got a little life in it, but Ernest Tubb did, and Acuff did, and all, and Hank Williams, you know, he'd hop in there and do something crazy every once in a while,
sure,
you know.
Uh-huh.
And you know, there wasn't nobody had no more feeling than he did, you know.
That's the truth.
I sit there with my teardrops showing just the way I felt, looking at the emptiness the one I loved had left. My little boy said, "Daddy, Mama's left us all alone. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. Daddy, I just know you can. I watched you fix my wagon, and now the wheels are tied again. Things will turn out all right, Daddy. Don't you cry, 'cause Mama's gone. I'll go get the toolbox, and you can fix our broken home." Should have heard my tiny boy pour courage in this man, the courage to repair our shattered world now right again. Thanks to him I found her, his words pushed me along. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. You can fix our broken home, Daddy, I just know you can. I watched you fix my wagon, and now the wheels are tied again. Things will turn out all right, Daddy. Don't you cry, 'cause Mama's gone. I'll go get the toolbox, and you can fix our broken home. Yes, I'll go get the toolbox, and you can fix our broken home.
Stonewall Jackson, one called "I'll Go Get the Toolbox, and I'll Fix Our Broken Home" here at KNEL, as we remember the great Stonewall Jackson tonight on the Hits Radio program. Speaking of more novelty songs that Stonewall recorded throughout his illustrious career, back in 1963, he recorded a song that made the top 10. I think it was number 8 on the country music charts that we get frequent requests for. Here's Stonewall Jackson to do one called "Old Showboat."
Into Dallas, feeling kinda low. Thought I'd make me a bit of change at the rodeo. Heard the line boss saying, "You honoree cowpokes, 15 bells to any man who can ride your boat. Your boat, your cuss. I'm
reins are in my hand. Then I saw her sitting there watching from the stands. She was kind of pretty, a blonde with big blue eyes. I could see it hurt her so to see me have to ride. Down around his neck, reaching for the sky. Then he set me flying like a little bird. Lord, I think when I came down, 18 pounds of dirt. Till I found that blue-eyed blonde turned out to be my nurse. She fixed me up with patches and love I thought was free. Till she said, now cowboy, you're gonna marry me.
Sign the papers. The house is sold now, it's no longer mine. And since the place I built for you once meant so much to me, thought I'd drop by and see it one more time. I parked the car, got out, looked it over. The unkept lawn now seems so strange to me. That rambling rose that I set out with tender care had died, and weeds grow now where flowers used to be. I walked up close, looked through the picture window. The past was oh so clear as I looked through. I listened close and almost heard those tender words of love as I sit by the fireside with you. If this house could talk, it's only made of wood and stone. How it would brag about its days of glory when it almost became a happy home.
Stonewall Jackson, as we remember the great Stonewall Jackson tonight on the Hits Radio program. The most tenured member of the Grand Ole Opry, who passed away at the age of 89 this past week. One of his all-time biggest hits that he recorded throughout the years was a song called I've Got an Angel on My Mind, and That's Why I'm Walking.
I've
mind. That's why I'm walking. Such an ache in this old heart that I ain't talking. The little hand that held mine tight just waved goodbye tonight. Got her sweet love on my mind. That's why I'm walking. Not worth living. I breathe her name with every breath I'm breathing. Why could I never see how much she meant to me? Got her sweet love on my mind. That's why I'm walking. Speaking, could you charge it to this memory that I'm keeping? Should I have my head bowed low, hear my song, then you'll know. Got my angel on my mind, that's why I'm walking. Got her sweet love on my mind, that's why I'm walking.
Original version of I've Got My Angel on My Mind, That's Why I'm Walking. Of course, Stonewall recorded that multiple times throughout his career. It was also one of the early hits from Ricky Skaggs whenever he first started into the country music business as well. Remembering Stonewall Jackson tonight on the Hits Radio Show.
And yeah, the disc jockeys are awfully good to me. They, you know, I had a thing back in the 60s, BJ the DJ. That helped me a lot with the DJs because I did a tribute like thing for them, and so most of them have not forgot about old Stonewall, and they still get something out on me, Waterloo or Menu and a Dog Named Boo or something. And of course I got the ballad things like Don't Be Angry and While I'm Walking, The Wound Time Can't Erase, and they go back and play a lot of my stuff, and so that helps me. I still, when I get, it's a little harder to get the dates nowadays because they don't realize just how well you can do, but when I get the dates, we're still putting them in the seats, we still fill the houses.
A story about a pal of mine who worked down near the Georgia line as DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear, 'cause he played what they liked to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. At record hops he stayed out late, and his mom would always wait to see if he had made it home alive. She warned against his loss of sleep and driving fast in that old heap, and that he had to be at work by five. BJ the DJ, you're living much too fast, and if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past four, from the driveway he would roar, overslept and he was late again. Then at breakneck speed he'd drive to sign the station on at five. He had lots of records he must spin. His mom sat by the radio until his voice told her hello. She knew then that he'd made it there all right. Then she'd say a little prayer, he'd be safe while he was there, and she'd wait up for him again tonight. Then one cold and rainy morn, all four tires were badly worn, but still he scratched off just as fast this time. BJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio, the voice she heard she didn't know. BJ'd never been this late before.
But with the road so bad and all, she'd wait a while before she called, and then she heard the knock upon the door. BJ the DJ, only 24, a wreck at 90 miles an hour, he'll spin the hits no more. Myself a promise I knew I couldn't keep. I promised me I wouldn't cry tonight before I sleep. Then I think of how you've hurt me, and it's more than I can take. Now I know that promises and hearts were made to break and break and break. Oh, promises and hearts were made to break. Promises and hearts were made to be broken, but surely not mine. At least I was a hoping. But a hurting heart is something I can't learn to fade. Now I see that promises and hearts were made to break and break and break. Oh, promises and hearts were made to break. Promised all of my neighbors no more crying late at night. I promised them I'd go to sleep, things are gonna be alright. Then once again it's memory time, and my heart begins to ache. Now they know that promises and hearts were made to break and break and break. Oh, promises and hearts were made to break.
Stonewall Jackson, you want to say anything to all your fans down here in Central Texas?
Well, I want to tell them that I appreciate them. You know, all those Texas fans, they've been good to me for 37 years now. You know, I'll be told my age if I'm not careful.
That's right.
But I'm feeling good. I just turned 60 in November. I'm not ashamed of it, because it beats the alternative, you know?
That's exactly right.
And I'm feeling good, and I'm over there helping my boy today. You know, I get in the real world when I get around here, and he's got dozers and dump trucks and all that stuff, and I'm over there helping him fool around with, he's hauling 15 or 20 loads to a guy over there at an old junkyard or something, and backfilling a place.
Uh-huh.
And me and him both, when we get out of this, we get into that. And that gets us into the real world, and it keeps us feeling good, and keeps us out in the fresh air and everything.
That's
and
great.
I love that, you know.
Definitely.
And then we grab the bus on the weekend and say, well, we've got to change hats. Boy, we've got to get them cowboy hats on, you know.
Keep it going. Well, Stonewall, we look forward to seeing you in Nashville this summer, and we certainly appreciate your turning out some good country music for
us.
Well,
I love every one of your fans out there, and we appreciate them very much for what they've been to me through the years, and I just want them to know it, too.
Thank you, Stonewall.
Thank you, brother.
I was born in Macon, Georgia. They kept my dad in the Macon jail. Dad said, son, you keep your hands clean, you won't hear them bloodhounds on your trail. But I fell in with bad companions. We robbed a man in Tennessee. The sheriff caught me way up in Nashville. They locked me up and I wash my hands in muddy water. Wash my hands, but they didn't come clean. Tried to do couldn't wait to do my sentence. I broke out of the Nashville jail.
Stonewall Jackson, one of his all-time biggest hits, I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water, as we remembered Stonewall Jackson during this special hour of the Hits Radio Show. Hope you enjoyed hearing some of Stonewall's great hits that he recorded throughout the years, and also some special memories that Stonewall shared with us. I was going through our audio archives of the interviews that we'd done with Stonewall. I'm sure there's 15 or 20 of them. When he joined us on the radio during the last 30-some-odd years. And it was always a pleasure to have him as a guest. He was always down-home country, and he loved the fans, and he loved talking to the people, and that made such a big difference. A couple of quick memories that I remember of Stonewall. He was, of course, always super kind to me when we were in Nashville. He would come over and do shows for our tour bus groups that we had up there. But I'll never forget a time that we booked Stonewall, and he worked Llano. He did a couple of shows in Llano. 800 people. He sold out two shows for us in Llano at the Llano Country Opry, and we turned people away that day. Couldn't get them all into the building for his performances. But I'll never forget picking him up at the airport, and I just gotten a new truck, and I wasn't real familiar with it. And Stonewall got in the truck from the airport, and the dinger started going off on the seatbelt. And Stonewall said, now, Tracy, I just don't really like to wear those old seatbelts. I just don't feel comfortable with them. If you don't mind, I'm not going to wear it. I didn't say anything because he was Stonewall Jackson. But for the whole weekend, we drove all over over the area with that dinger going off in my truck, and it not bothering Stonewall Jackson one little bit, but it kind of drove me crazy. But just a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, Stonewall was already suffering pretty bad from dementia at that particular time. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and my phone went off. And of course, at that time in the morning, you're always worried about things happening, and so I jumped up out of bed and went into the, I think I left the phone in the kitchen or dining room or something, and got the phone, and it was 3 in the morning, and I said, hello, and he said, hey, Trace, this is The Wall. He called himself The Wall, and it was Stonewall. And he started telling me about, we'd tried to set some dates, and he couldn't do them. He just physically wasn't able to do them about 6 months earlier. And he said, I've just been thinking about those dates and how sorry I am that I couldn't come back to Texas and visit with your fans down there. And so then we talked about 30 minutes, and I don't think he ever realized that it was 3:30 in the morning. And so when I got back to bed, my darling wife, Charla, said, who was that on the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning? And so it was Stonewall Jackson of the Grand Ole Opry. And, of course, she kind of had the same reaction of the commercial Jake from State Farm, like, sure, it was Stonewall Jackson from the Grand Ole Opry. But that was the last time I had a chance to visit with him. But what a great legend of this business that he was, and somebody that I'm going to miss, and the elder statesman of the Grand Ole Opry at the age of 89, passing away this year after a very successful career and so much great music that he left us. He won't be forgotten by country music fans all over the world, and I certainly won't forget the great Stonewall Jackson either and all of his great contributions that he made to this country music business. Leave you with his last top 10 hit. Here's Stonewall Jackson and Me and You and a Dog Named Boo.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay and how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Well, power made that old car go. My roaming mind told me that so. How I wish that we were back on the road again. Me and
St. Paul. And the morning we got caught for robbing from an old hen. Old MacDonald, he made us work, but then he paid us for what it was worth. Another tank of gas and back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, driving and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, I love being a free man. I'll never forget that day we motored stately into Big L.A. The lights of the city put the settling down into my brain. It's only been a month or so, but that old car's begging us to go. Gotta get away and get back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, I love being a free man.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.